This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Rabbi Akiva was giving a share, and you know they say, the more things change, the more they stay the same. And the Talmidim began to doze off. I know you never heard of such a thing, that when a Rebbe gives a share, the Talmidim could doze off. In South Africa, but in America, there is such a phenomenon, that when a Rebbe gives a share, sometimes a student could doze off. And Rabbi Akiva wanted to wake them up, so he said, you know why? Sarah, do you know why Esther merited to rule over 127 medinos, 127 provinces? In the merit of her righteous ancestor, Sarah, who lived 127 righteous years. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was tired and the Rebbe started with that, I would be out cold. Is that really that interesting? Is that really so spectacular? Oh, you know why Esther ruled over 127 countries? Because Sarah lived 127 years. You know, in America, they don't like math. Once they hear numbers, you know, they get very nervous. Is that really the most interesting thing Rabbi Akiva had up his sleeve? So the Chiddush HaRim says as follows. Chiddush HaRim says, let's make one little calculation. If in the merit of every righteous year of Sarah, Esther ruled over a country, then in the merit of every righteous month of Sarah, Esther ruled over a state. And in the merit of every righteous day of Sarah, Esther ruled over an entire city. And in the merit of every righteous hour of Sarah, Esther ruled over a whole neighborhood. And in the merit of every righteous minute of Sarah, Esther ruled over a whole area. And in the merit of every righteous moment, Esther ruled over a few blocks. Look what you can accomplish in one moment. Look how valuable every moment of life is. And because of one moment of Esther's life, of Sarah's life, Esther ruled over an entire area. What Rabbi Akiva was teaching was the value of time, the value of every moment of life. If you're going to doze off now, and you're going to miss this little nugget of Torah, you think it's a small thing, you think it's insignificant. Not one moment of life is insignificant. Every single moment has tremendous, incredible value. Basically, Rabbi Akiva was teaching the value of time. Rabbi Akiva was teaching the value of time. How every moment is precious. So I was thinking, you know, why of all tzaddikim, of all tanoim, is Rabbi Akiva the one to teach the value of time? Why not any other tanoim? Well, we know Rabbi Akiva got a late start. Rabbi Akiva started off his learning at 40 years old. And yet he catapulted himself, he propelled himself to heights, the Medrash says, in certain ways greater than Moshe Rabbeinu. How did he do it in such short time? From a lowly shepherd boy to the greatest of the Tanaim, where Chazal say that Rabbi Akiva saw things even Moshe Rabbeinu never saw. He took advantage of every moment of life. In fact, I want to thank my dear friend, Rabbi Akiva Gilbert, for giving me this amazing opportunity to come here to South Africa. The word Akiva, the Ben Yoyada says, is a Rashi Tevos, it's an acronym, it spells out, Yesh Koina Oilamai Besha Achas. You could acquire your whole world to come in one moment. Every moment of the life of Rabbi Akiva, he took advantage. And he recognized and he appreciated every single moment. So the Ben Yoyada says that's good if you spell Akiva with an aleph at the end. What if you spell Akiva with a hey at the end? He said it's okay. Yesh Koina Oilamai Besha Ha'achas. But either way you slice it, Rabbi Akiva was the one who appreciated the value of time. He saw from his own life that by taking advantage of every moment, what you could accomplish. He is the one who teaches his Talmidim and Klal Yisrael the value of every moment of time. Why did Esther rule over 127 Medinos? In the merit that Sarah lived 127 righteous years, full of righteous months, righteous days, righteous hours, and righteous moments. Thank you very much. Thank you.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.